Ryan Shaw is our cafe guest today with a live set on stage at World Cafe Live. This exciting young singer has a debut album coming on Columbia Records in March. He's originally from Decatur, Georgia, where he was a choir director, actually in a couple of churches. I asked him about making the trip from the South to New York City.
I actually left Atlanta. I was doing musicals with Tyler Perry, and we closed in New York, and I ended up staying because something about the city just drew me, and I was like, I have to be here. So I called my mom, and I was like, Mom, I'm staying in New York. She was like, no, you're not. You better get on that plane and get your butt back here. So, yeah. So
musical theater was a real love. You wanted to do a bunch of
that. Yeah, because I was doing that, and I wanted to be on Broadway because that's the next step from touring shows is Broadway. So for me, it was the next logical step. So
yeah, but that's a big step, is it not? Did you find it? Was it difficult?
No, it wasn't that difficult for me. I had a lot of confidence and a big mouth, so people tended to like that. So, but I did. I never did get the Broadway show, so I guess it was more difficult than I'm leading on.
Well, come on, you're young. You got time if that's what you want to do. But now this music that you've been making takes me back to, the mid-60s, early 60s, some of the great soul singers of our time. In fact, I'll give things away. You're going to open up with a version of a great old Sam Cooke tune. When did you fall in love with this stuff?
A bit of it from when I first moved here. I had friends that are into retro music, and it started like in the more 70s with like the Donny Hathaway, who's a big influence on me. And I mean, growing up in church with, Daryl Coley, and I'm from Atlanta, so everybody knows the Anointed Pace Sisters. And when I moved to New York, I was here for maybe a year or so, and I met this guy, Pete Rosenbaum, and he had a doo-wop group called the Soul Shakers. And he invited me to come be a part of the group, so I went to a few rehearsals, and then next thing you know, I'm there, and the guitar player for that group, became a good friend of mine. But that's how I really got into the genre of music, with singing with the actual doo-wop group. So we were actually going back and, researching all the songs, and he would bring a selection of songs. What do you want to sing? And he would play like 5 or 10 different songs, and I'd say, well, I like that one. And I would choose the ones that really, touched me, that tuned into how I felt.
And you got your start singing in the church at home?
Yeah, singing. I think my first solo in the church was I was 5. Uh-huh. Yeah. But I've been singing since I was 3, but my first solo in the choir was 5, and I actually remember the song, which is kind of
crazy. What was it?
I just remember my verse was, God gave me a song that the angels cannot sing. I've been washed in the blood, and then the goons came in and started singing behind me at that point, but yeah.
I would think that would be some of the most powerful performing thing you could do, is singing in the church, where that choir comes in behind you.
Yeah.
And was it a big church? Do you have a
No, I come from a relatively small church in Atlanta, yeah.
Were you nervous? Did you like it?
I think I was a little nervous, but no, actually, I don't think I was nervous, because I was always singing around. And I remember my pastor telling me, he's like, because I always do the riffs, the riffing and the that stuff. So later on in life, he told me, he said, I thought you were playing when you was a little boy in the choir, singing and doing all those moving those notes around. That's what he calls it, moving notes around. But no, actually, I wasn't afraid. I got afraid. The older I got, I started getting afraid. And then have to grow out of that. So I grew into fear and then grew out of it again.
That's it. Now, did you just naturally do that, or who did you hear, doing that?
I think I got the roots from Daryl Coley.
He was one
of my favorite gospel singers. And I think that was one of the first artists that I heard that I was like, wow, I want to do that. Yeah.
Well, let's go to the stage and hear what happens when Ryan and the band get together. Ryan Shaw, our guest, and we're heading to the stage of World Cafe Live here on the World Cafe.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming. But I know change gonna come. Oh, yes it is. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. See, I don't know what's up there. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes it is. Then I go to my brother. While I was down there, I asked my brother, help me please. But you know what my brother winded up. Able, y'all. Lord, I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it is. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know. Change gon'
care. How y'all doing, WXPN? Are y'all ready to have a good time today? Now, I see we got a little bit of dance room in here, so if you feel like dancing and jumping around, feel free to get up. But this is how we gonna start it right here. You know there's a new dance, soon be going up around. And every city, Lord, and in every town. Come on, come on in church, baby. I let your back on slip, baby. I move across the floor, baby. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Now come on, baby. Move your hands. Hey, I let your back on slip, baby. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Oh, come on. Thank you. Listen, we search all our lives and we look for that special somebody, that somebody that we can hold and love in the midnight hour. Listen, if you found that special someone in this room, just wave your hands. If you're listening on the air, it's okay to wave your hands at home or in your car, wherever you are. Now, if you're waving your hands, you can put your hand down. If you have not found that someone, wave your hands in the air like this. Come on, this is our song. This next song is our song. If your hand is in the air right now, this is our song. Here we go. Dancers over here to my right. together like this.
Do the 45, finishing up an incredible live set from Ryan Shaw. Great to have a chance to talk with him and to hear the music live. The album is due out this March. Ryan Shaw, our guest today, here in the World Cafe.